Bart Strike, up the ante, if necessary. Paula Mitchell, London Socialist Party. 24 days of strike action, with bold pickets, rallies, and demos, have brought greedy profiteering company Serco to the table. The low pay and back-breaking overwork of cleaners, porters and catering staff in the NHS has been given a national platform as a result of the magnificent strike in four East London hospitals in Barts Health Trust. Long-standing trade union activists have fought alongside migrant workers, women, and men. Hundreds of workers across the trust have joined a union for the first time. Workers have found a new confidence in standing up to their bosses. They have asked, how can a multi-billion pound company with millionaire executives not pay an extra 30p an hour to its essential workers, and how can an NHS trust turn a blind eye to this outrage? When we look at the NHS, we see patients, hard-working staff and a vital public service that we all value. Serco see pound signs and bulging pockets. They have spent weeks trying to confuse and demoralize workers and to break the strike with agency workers. The union members themselves will democratically decide what is an acceptable offer. But make no mistake, it is action that has got the campaign this far, and it is action that will be required again if workers do not like what is on the table. The strike committee had a brilliant week of action planned for this week, of strikes, mass meetings, protests at the Trust, and at Serco's HQ. That is what has made Serco talk. This plan has been suspended for the talks, but if necessary should be relaunched. Step up pressure. Mass meetings of members should discuss the next steps too, in the words of Unite members, up the ante on Serco, and on the Trust. We demand that Labour councillors and MPs make this dispute a top priority. If not resolved, the MP should be getting on to Serco and the Trust, to end this dispute straight away. The councillors have the power to call in the Trust, and tell it to intervene, and sort this out. That's why it's important that, after pressure from campaigners, the Health Scrutiny Committee of Waltham Forest Council has asked strikers to speak at its meeting on Thursday this week. We need the same from Tower Hamlets councillors and MPs too. It's good that Len McCluskey, Unite General Secretary, came to speak at the joint demo in August with Bay Cabin Crew and Bank of England strikers. But strikers spoke at the National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, rally at the start of TUC Congress on Sunday, alongside Len McCluskey. Unite is a big union. If members are not satisfied with what Serco offers, Unite must use its resources to do all it can to mobilize support and solidarity for the Barts strike, and increase the pressure on Serco. Serco be warned, if necessary we will campaign far and wide, so that no one will touch your company. In fact, all private companies should be kicked out of the NHS.